WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Social Confidence. Ever feel like your palms start sweating just thinking about walking into a room full of people? You know that feeling when you want to say something witty but your brain goes blank? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me. Social anxiety is one of the most common things we deal with, but it doesn't have to control us. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome those anxious feelings and start feeling more confident in social situations. First things first, remember that you are not alone in this. Social anxiety is incredibly common, affecting millions of people worldwide. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but it doesn't mean we have to let it hold us back. So, let's break down some key strategies to help you conquer those butterflies and feel more at ease. First up, reframe your thinking. Anxiety often stems from negative self-talk and worst-case scenario predictions. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong, shift your perspective. Imagine the best possible outcome. What if you have a great conversation? What if you make a new friend? Start practicing positive affirmations like, "I am capable of having engaging conversations," or, "I am confident and interesting." It might sound cheesy at first, but those little reminders can work wonders. Next, practice mindfulness. When anxiety hits, our bodies go into fight or flight mode. Mindfulness techniques, like deep breathing exercises or focusing on the present moment, can help calm your nervous system. Take a few deep breaths before entering a social situation. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, and sensations around you. This helps ground you in the present moment and reduces the power of anxious thoughts. Don't underestimate the power of preparation. Knowing what to expect can ease anxiety. Before a big event, think about potential conversation starters or topics you're passionate about. Even if it feels a little awkward at first, having some ideas in mind can give you a boost of confidence. Remember, conversations don't have to be perfect. Now, let's talk about body language. When we're anxious, our posture often becomes closed off, and we might avoid eye contact. To project confidence, stand tall, make eye contact with people, and smile genuinely. These simple actions can signal to others that you're approachable and open to interaction. Finally, don't be afraid to start small. Jump into situations gradually. Instead of diving headfirst into a huge party, try having coffee with a friend or joining a small group activity. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small they seem. Remember, every step forward is progress. Think about that time you really wanted to talk to someone but those nerves got the best of you? Maybe it was at a networking event, a social gathering, or even just a casual coffee shop meetup. I bet we've all been there, feeling like we had something amazing to say but our tongue tied itself into knots. We start overthinking, imagining awkward silences and cringe-worthy moments. But what if I told you that those negative thoughts are just whispers in your ear? You have the power to choose a different narrative. You can reframe those anxious feelings as excitement for the opportunity to connect with someone new. Imagine yourself walking into that room, head held high, ready to engage in genuine conversations. Picture yourself sharing your ideas, listening intently to others, and making meaningful connections. That's the power of reframing. So, remember, conquering social anxiety is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those strategies we talked about today. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. And if you have any stories or advice to share about overcoming social anxiety, drop us a line in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where everyone feels confident and empowered to shine. Until next time, keep those connections strong and your spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.